Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. The impact of feed costs on cattle profitability. Back on that in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
We're winding down our conversation with Mike Sands, the Senior VP for Informa Economics, who looks carefully at the beef industry, the cattle industry on behalf of Informa. And today we're really focusing on one of the input costs for the cattle industry, feed cost. Feed costs just a couple of years ago, very high, as we had corn in heavy demand from both the feed sector, the export end of the business, as well as ethanol. It seems that abundant corn supplies the last couple of years have brought those corn prices down. And we talk with Mike Sands about the impact of those feed grain prices on cattle profitability.
Huge. I think that's a critical part of this overall still cautiously optimistic picture that we would paint for the cattle and beef industry. We need to see feed costs stay fairly stable. People may disagree that from an overall standpoint that feed is cheap. I wouldn't necessarily say that. But it's certainly cheaper than what we've been looking at the last 2 or 3 years. Now, looking forward, chances are pretty good we're going to have fewer acres of corn this year. Chances are pretty good that yields may not be as good as they were last year. And by the time we harvest the 2015-16 corn crop, it may very well be smaller than last year. And if that's the case, as we move into the next crop year, we do have the potential for reducing carryover stocks. That begins to paint a picture not necessarily of dramatically higher feed costs, but probably not a lot of additional downside risk. But even stable feed costs at current levels won't necessarily be bad news for the beef industry.
We're sitting here, a bunch of cow-calf guys all around us, even now. What's going to be kind of your recommendations in them? How do they need to look forward in this business?
Well, it's in many respects, the recommendations are pretty similar to what they always are. We've got to keep very close control on our costs, no question about that. And we maybe need to be a little bit more defensive on our pricing decisions as the year goes on. We think cattle and beef prices are probably going to top out during the first half of the year. And as we get into mid-year and beyond, it'll become a little bit more apparent that supplies, I think, are in the process of growing. And as a result, our pricing and risk management strategies turn a little bit more defensive as we go into late 2015 and beyond, as opposed to where we've been the last couple of years.
Mike Sands with Informa Economics. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Coming up this Friday, the next Superior Video Livestock Auction, starting 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232, or SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 33,000 head, including 6,700 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, 13,800 wean calves, and 2,500 calves on cows. If you want to know details about when a specific lot may sell or more information about the offerings in general, give them a call, 800-422-2117, or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.